Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Here's today's message.
Even if the majority thinks that physically hurting others is not okay, why does the majority's view undercut the beliefs of the one who thinks it's okay? We see here pretty easily, then, that this kind of thinking, this logic, isn't really logical at all. It's not logical to say that whatever a person wants to believe, it is okay for him or her to believe it. This kind of thinking might appear to be wise on the surface, but really it isn't well thought out when it is broken down and analyzed. Now, if you believe there is no absolute truth or absolute morality, then why do you follow any rules? It's every person for him or herself if no absolute truth exists in our world. People can just do whatever they want, no matter what, and should not expect or face any judgment for such actions if there is no absolute truth. But one might say there needs to be order to society. That is why we have rules. But that doesn't make sense. If there is no absolute truth, then order doesn't exist. And if order doesn't exist, then why in turn do we need order?
Thank you, Daniel. You can listen to complete messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.